ladies and gentlemen. We are back live. Jim Trafficant, final segment with him. We have talked about so many issues, but going back to blackmail in Congress, you know, they can selectively either falsely charge somebody or use a crooked toenail to put them in prison. And then meanwhile, I've been talking for years about Goldman Sachs openly robbing everyone. And the people we've talked to, the experts here, they believe that these Justice Department criminal research, criminal investigation is just a big cover-up, and that the civil indictment is just a big cover-up because Goldman Sachs is Obama's biggest contributor. Where do you see this going, Congressman?
Well, I don't see anything happening to anybody. I think there's a big network of people that surround our government. They control our government. And I think we have to start looking again at foreign entanglements like First President Washington warned us of. And back then it was Britain, but now, believe me, we have Israel that's very powerful, and they're very powerful on Wall Street. The thing that bothers me is much of our government has been coming from Goldman Sachs. They've been sending their people into our decision-making process. And I think it's time. Audit the Fed isn't enough. We've got to end the Fed. Coin money, as the Constitution says, and we can promulgate a plan to do that. I think it's time to throw many of these departments of government out. Department of Energy was supposed to take our dependence off of foreign oil. Hell, we have more dependency now than we had back then. Department of Education, I think it's time for the states to handle that and the local school boards to make salient decisions. And I think there's so many things. But, Alex, I'm saying this on your show. If we do not, in fact, abolish the IRS and repeal the income tax and let the American people get their entire pay with no withholding, no tax on savings, no corporate tax, no capital gains tax, no inheritance and death taxes, no more Social Security, no more Medicare tax, no more audits, no more paperwork, no more receipts, no more accountants, no more attorneys, and that 25% tax will cover these problems. And second of all, as Harvard study said, when we take the burdensome compliance off this communist progressive income tax, that prices will drop so significantly that we will have hardly no increase in prices we have now. And finally, for those under the ladder, they take their receipts into the government, and the government would give them, as they have now, assistance programs, but that would be coupled with work. And finally, all this underground narcotic business, they'd pay taxes. And they're now on SSI, and their wives are in public housing, by the way. Second of all these people come to visit Broadway in Las Vegas, Germany, Japan, all over the world, Canada. They would pay into our tax scheme. And we can turn the people are not free, and we will not be free until we take the yoke of the income tax off the American people. We've got to reward work and personal industry. That's my statement.
All right, Congressman, we are out of time. Very gracious to give us this much time. People need to get involved with your campaign. You're officially filing next week. We're going to give them an address. People want to support you financially in that here in just a moment. But I would just add, Kennedy cut the income tax by 50% and government tax receipts doubled. The government knows when they cut taxes, they get more money because the economy speeds up. They want to control the economy, and that's why they're only expanding government. We've got to at least just stop the growth of it, or it's over, as you said. Give us your address so people can support you.
429 North Main Street, Poland. Just like the country, Poland, Ohio. 44514.
One more time.
429 North Main Street, Poland, Ohio, 44514.
Well, resistance is victory, and by you running, you're going to be able to be on the news, and you're going to be able to bring real issues to the table, whether you win, lose, or draw. It's a victory that you're running, and I'm glad you're doing it. You've got huge support. The news reports, thousands of people coming to your rallies, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people, even in the small towns. So you've got a big support base out there, and we appreciate what you're doing, Congressman Jim Trafficant, all the demonization, all the lies you've gone through, but you're, you know, on the outside now, exposing this tyranny. And I look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
About you. And God bless you. Keep up your good work, Dylan.
We'll try, sir. And as you said last time, no need to be beamed out. There is intelligent life in America, just not in Washington. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll be right back with your phone calls, a ton of news, and Wayne Madsen coming up.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're now 8 minutes into the final hour. I tell you, talking to Jim Trafficant was creeping me out when, even off air, he was telling me, you better watch it. They're going to try to set you up. You got a lot of power now. And he was telling me off air, you also heard him a lot say it on air, that everywhere he goes, just all over the place, you know, people are bringing up the interview he did on the show. And that's when I realized, like 3 years ago, I was in Roatan. Took off for a week with my family, went down there to scuba dive, something I get to do about every 2 years. And I was in dirt villages, you know, often remote areas where we were going to go out to reefs and dive. And it was the people that ran the dive place who were Americans or British. It was the villagers. I'd go into some shack to eat some fried fish and those people. And I'd say, how do you know who I am? Oh, they make copies of your DVDs. You know, we watch it down at the church, and then I get callers calling in, you know, people in Brazil and people in Japan, and I get sent photos almost every couple days in, like, Russia and in the Czech Republic and Germany. Infowars.com spray painted, you know, on buildings, and we get sent photos, and I get called by, one time we got an email from the city government in a major town in New Zealand. And there was a giant shutdown factory, and somebody at night had to do it with ropes, spray-painted Infowars.com across it. And I'm not saying do that, but, I mean, the point is that I've said over and over again, I am in over my head. I mean, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center reports, government reports, secret army reports. And I don't just have the reports. I then talk to military. I then talk to family who are in the military. And they say, no, you're in briefings. I mean, the Pentagon has me in briefings. I mean, I don't know how much longer I got here, folks. I mean, this is getting to the point of insanity. I mean, and I said I'm going to go to Terry, Chris, Sean, Larry, Tony, and others. Before Travagant came on, we were taking calls from military and police who were confirming the martial law drills, state police in Georgia, where they're training to go in and just kill whole families to take their guns. And we have the internal drills where they take on the Tea Partiers, and the military shows up in San Diego with sound cannons. What was that, 5 months ago for the Tea Party? And they're attacking everybody. I mean, it's just, does this nightmare have to happen? Does Goldman Sachs have to steal everything? Do we have to have carbon taxes? Do we have to have open borders? Am I really the bad man? And why am I, other than Ron Paul, but I'll go a lot further than Ron Paul goes, why am I, why does this have to be me? This is not fun. You know, for all of the COINTELPRO individuals who pose as patriots and attack me, and we've confirmed that in many cases, like Hal Turner and others, we know what's going on there, but so much of the other attacks I go through and the trolling, it's just jealousy. You know, all these people out there, when my listeners, not really Alex Jones, I understood the power of people and getting them to take action and getting them to make copies of films and put them on Access TV. You know, I had read a lot of history books, so I read about the printing press, freeing Europe from the Dark Ages, and I read about the founding fathers with little handheld presses with one-page handbills, waking up the American people over the 15 years before the Revolutionary War. So I, day one, made films and said, make copies. You carried the ball. We've had a big effect on that front and other fronts, and now all these AM and FM stations that thought I was a kook 10 years ago, I've done more than 5,000 interviews. So I've done interviews on almost every talk station in the country over and over and over again. And I have radio executives and big radio hosts and others that call me and say, we thought you were a kook. It's all true. You know, my son's in the Marines. They're training for gun confiscation. My daughter's in the Army. You know, same thing. That's what they're scared of, because we were here for so long telling people what was being set up that now it's openly happening and our credibility is rocketing upwards. But it's this audience that generated much of what is the modern patriot movement. I mean, I remember Ron Paul, and I didn't even really know this 3 years ago. He was on for an interview about 3-4 months into his campaign, and he said, I just want to say on air, half of our support, half the people that come up to me and give me support are saying they came from your show. So Ron Paul, in the aggregate, is bigger than the work I've done. And that's wonderful. I'm glad there's bigger targets out there than me, and he's a great man. But it's this audience from Texas and others that were a big part of the launch pad that propelled Ron Paul to where he is. And I told people at the time, you know, I off the record, many others pressured him to run. And I said, look, it doesn't matter if you don't win. It'll create a big movement, and you'll be able to talk about real issues. And he said, yeah, but then if we don't win, people will get mad. He understood that responsibility. But then I told listeners, when he didn't win the presidency, I said resistance was victory. Now look at how he's been mainstreamed. Now look at how they tried to destroy him, and they failed. So they're trying to act like they're his friend and spin when he's saying in the media. And I hope to get to that point myself. I'm now at the testing point where they're saying that I'm calling for violence and I'm calling for killing cops. They're telling cops and military and IRS this, to try to manipulate them into tearing me limb from limb. But it won't matter if they tear me limb from limb. I will still win with my message and my mission. And so it's the mission that matters. And I understand the responsibility I have. I understand every day. I'm just human like everybody else. I have my own problems, just like everybody else. You know, every day when I'm driving home, I've got to stop myself from pulling over and buying a six-pack of beer and going home and grilling a 20-ounce steak. I mean, you know, those are my vices. You know, every day I've got to – it's almost like a vice that I want to go fishing and do nothing but spend time with my children. But I know that's not a vice. That's why I'm going to be taking some more days off here in the future, just because if I am going to get put in prison or if I am going to get killed, I just want to be with my children a little more, because every moment is precious. But then I was going to take my son fishing today, but then some radio and TV called that will reach millions of people. So I've got to show up tonight and tell him, sorry, we don't get to go fishing. And then I've got the government and the media lying, saying I'm telling people to kill cops. You know what that feels like? That I am sacrificing everything I am. I'm putting my entire body and my name, my family name, everything on the railroad tracks, folks, to stop this train. And I get to see all these other so-called patriot leaders. I'm not mad that they're jealous and lie about me and attack me, and some of them are feds, but most of them aren't. I'm angry that they didn't become real leaders. I'm angry that they're involved in petty jealousy and envy. I'm upset for them. I'm upset that there's so many people I can't work with because they're morally bankrupt and mentally ill. I mean, I'm facing, you know, just a nightmare situation for myself individually. But also the payoff is liberty and freedom. And I passed the point of no return a long time ago, and it feels good to be here telling the truth and taking action. In fact, I've got a 10-minute video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com I shot yesterday. Let's put that on screen, just the video and video title, so people know what they're going to be looking for. It's up there on the screen. I told the guys to title it. They just got it up an hour ago. And we're not going to have time to play it, but you can go to the website, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, to watch it. Alex Jones sets the record straight, reaches out to the military. Yeah, there it is. Alex Jones sets the record straight, reaches out to the military. And it's just a 10-minute video that breaks a lot of this down and the state of the republic right now. But enough about myself. It's just that when James Traficant is saying, oh, you're having this big effect. I mean, he's not a guy that just, you know, says stuff. You're having a huge effect. You better watch it. You have a big responsibility. Believe me, it's like an echo chamber. This is what I'm thinking every minute. This is what I'm understanding every second. I wake up in the middle of the night and write down all these notes and all these ideas and things I want to talk about and never get to half of it. And I feel like I haven't done a good enough job. But you know what? I've done the best job I could, and God knows that. And look, this country is falling into pure evil. There is no doubt anymore. There's no denial about this. People have to get out of denial. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls quickly. I apologize for making you hold. Terry in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I've called you before, being an ex-vet and everything. And I listened to Glenn Beck. He was talking about the Black Robe Brigade. Now, I think that kind of gives you a hint of who I am. You know, with everything that's going on and the troops firing on American citizens, you know, one thing about it is this. You know, you can't understand why troops would do that. Even in Nam, one of the things was we knew we weren't there fighting for our country, because if we were, we'd be doing it back here in the States. And what happened was is we got the mentality that we were going to defend each other, okay? It wasn't so much about, you know, you enemy, me friend, that kind of thing. It was, we were going to do everything we could to protect ourselves. Well, you're going to have the same scenario if U.S. troops come in to start, you know, shooting and things like that, American citizens. And I've thought about this. I've even prayed about this. And one of the things that keeps coming to my mind is I need to buy a bullhorn. And the reason I say that is this. You know, in those type of situations, if the troops realize, all you got to do is tell them over with a bullhorn that, hey, your family is going through this exact same thing back home. Now, are you going to allow others to shoot your families like you're fixing to shoot us? And you know what? That's going to have somewhat of a wake-up call, because you know what? I don't care how hardened you are, you know, by war or how many tours of duty you have. You, when it comes to shooting a human being, you know, that takes life out of you. And I know that for a fact, because it took me 12 years to finally realize that God would forgive me for what I did. You know what I'm saying?
No, this is very touching what you're saying, and that is the mentality. And they're going to stage attacks against the military and police to get them whipped up into a fury to go up against the population. And then in the process, we're all going to kill each other, which is exactly what these offshore bankers want. Instead of arresting Gordon Brown and Barack Obama and Lloyd Blankfein, they're setting it up for us to kill each other like a bunch of idiots. And I take no pleasure in thinking about what's going to happen to our military and police. Because if one out of 1% of the gun owner stands up in this fight, it's over for them.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
All right, let's try to jam in as many of these callers as we can. Wayne Madsen's coming up. Key inside intel on 9/11. Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I was proud of you when you bullhorned George Bush and they locked you up and took you for a two-hour ride. Also, guys like Kelly Rush and Charles in Louisiana. But what I was going to ask Mr. Jim Traficant was I wrote him letters in prison. Jim was set up because his car that he rented, he didn't want to drive a Pinto, and they set him up for excessive government funds. And also, on flight TWA-800, he was the lead investigator, and one of our submarines in a training mission fired a missile.
And that even came out later in mainstream news. I know. The more I research Traficant, I mean, the guy was all over everything. I mean, how could he be bad? Why would he, if he was a crook, and we know they set him up, why would he always be out there exposing everything and being dead on right about it?
And with you, with the inside stock trading and the history of the stock market in those particular days when there was 200 and something massive stock trades going on, and then Larry Silverstein's, the Twin Towers were filled with asbestos, and the owners were afraid to of massive lawsuits by the employees for asbestos, and he collected the insurance. Anyway, let me get off this phone with somebody else here. But, yeah, Alex, you have been right on cue for the last 7 years, and that's an open murder case. Now, when the truth finally comes out, people, Alex, and Traficant's right, be careful. You're the man. But what I'm getting at is when phonies like Glenn Beck, who shed a tear, I would not let that man on Genesis Network when he gets fired, because he's misleading everybody. And that, to me, I despise the man. But, Alex, you're
the
man.
Well, I don't want to – well, listen, I appreciate your call. I don't want to sit here and just constantly talk about Glenn Beck all day. I mean, Glenn Beck is Glenn Beck, and he'll be judged. And, I mean, there's worse things in the universe than Glenn Beck, like Barack Obama. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, powerful show today. Hey, two things. One is a news story that doesn't look like it's been picked up too much. It's called We Tolerate the Cultivation of Opium Poppies, something with Geraldo.
Unbelievable that you just called in about that. I was just griping that we had that clip, we had the YouTube clip, and now we can't find it. What was the exact name of the clip?
It's called We Tolerate the Cultivation of Opium Poppies. It's on YouTube.
Cultivate the Cultivation of Opium Poppies, YouTube. Cultivate the Cultivation of Poppies. The incredible part is I was just searching for that. In fact, give me a document cam shot there of this screen over here. I was searching during the break for it because the guys couldn't find it again. I had Fox News, Pentagon, Opium, and was unable to find it. But that is synchronicity right there. That means we've got to play this clip. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, absolutely, brother. We are changed as in sync with the Alex Jones Show. So, so it's on YouTube. It's also, I sent it to writers at InfoWars, so it's got a little story already to go with it. But, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Geraldo's over here saying, oh, yeah, for the security of our nation, we have to protect the poppy fields. And then they have these Solon military personnel over there going, yeah, we're guarding poppy fields, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's huge. I've got to get Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson to do a blurb on that. They do such a great job, but I appreciate your call. We have got to cover this. For 2 days, I've been meaning to get to it. But also, guys, print the Reuters article. NATO says no to Russia's call to eradicate poppies, and they admit it right there. And I heard it 6 months ago on BBC where they admitted our government guards the poppies. And that's what Pat Tillman had discovered and was writing letters home to his family that he was going to come back and expose it and was going to be anti-war. So they murdered him. And that's what I mean. They openly admit that they are shipping in the heroin. I mean, the banks are openly robbing everyone. This is just all out in the open. It is totally and completely out of control. Give people the name of the video one more time so they can find it. Okay, the caller is gone, but we were successful this time. We are successful with it. We are going to come out of break with it and then go to Wayne Madsen. We are going to do that here, and I'm going to get that Reuters article, search term, NATO says no to Russian proposal to eradicate poppies in Afghanistan. I believe that's almost the headline. We'll be able to find it, because I don't want to just show one clip. I want to show them even more evidence where they now just roll it out that, okay, we're protecting it, okay, we're doing it, all right, we're the good guys, and if Alex Jones says opium being shipped in isn't good, well, he's Al-Qaeda. You know, he's evil. Anybody else that says the CIA is shipping drugs in, they're evil because that doesn't exist. But we do ship them in. You know, we do grow it. But, you know, there is a world government, but there isn't a world government, and you need to support it. Wayne Madsen, straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Welcome back to Fox and Friends. Dave Briggs, he's Clayton Moore, she's Allison Camerata. We're going to head to Afghanistan this morning. One of the biggest obstacles in front of the U.S. troops there in Afghanistan is the opium trade. The Taliban is using it to intimidate the population.
Yes. Joining us from Helmand Province is Geraldo Rivera. Good morning to you, Geraldo. Tell us what you've seen during your days there in Afghanistan.
Hi, Allison, Dave, and Clayton. Yes, in some ways, the Marines' brilliantly executed invasion of Marja, this town in the middle of Helmand province, was the easy part. The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. Really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives. And the alternatives are different crops to grow. They're getting the seed and the fertilizer to do it. They can rotate any of their crops that they want. If they want to get rid of their wheat and grow cotton for the winter, they can do that, and we're going to help them do it. So the same thing goes for the cotton.
So you think that, you know, we were at the market, and everywhere we go, they're selling these little devices. Take a shot at this, Greg. They're hand-carved. These are the little devices they use to scrape the opium sap off the plant. And I watched as you bought everyone that was for sale because you care so deeply. Why did you do that?
Well, I'm off the street. The idea is that we don't want to harvest the poppy. We want to, you know, hopefully turn the poppy.
Do you see that mind control? The troops help them grow the poppies, but then they get the paraphernalia off the streets. That's a psyop. That's saying, yes, we help grow it, but then we're going to arrest you if you have it. But then on the street, it's bad. Opium production was almost down to zero, now over 91%. You can just Google that. Of all the opium in the world that creates heroin, it comes out of Afghanistan. The news has reported a 12-plus, that number's over a year old, increase to record numbers. The Russians last month, NATO rejects Russian call for Afghan poppy spraying, said, no, we're going to let it be grown. This has nothing to do with the, quote, Taliban. We're there. One of the main reasons is to get the hundreds of billions of dollars a year of opium laundered through U.S. banks. And, of course, I've been on air for 8 years exposing this, but this is mind control. This is the normalization of pure evil, because Pat Tillman was writing letters home saying they're growing opium, we're protecting it, this war is a fraud. Back when that was a secret, they had to kill him. Now, because they can't cover it up, they just normalize it, hide it in plain view. Yes, we're helping them grow it. We don't like it, but we've got to defeat Al-Qaeda. Now, let your kid be caught with some heroin. Of course, it wouldn't be here if there wasn't so much money in it and if our government wasn't growing it. Just like Mexico, our government is criminal and brings in most of the drugs. Now, I want to go to Wayne Madsen, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist. He's appeared all over CNN, Fox, CBS, PBS. He worked for the National Security Agency, worked for Naval Encryption. I mean, he worked for the Department of State, the Data Automation Command, National Security Agency, on and on and on. He's here to break some major 9/11 truth news, but he's also exposed government narcotics trafficking. So let's cover that first. Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com. Do you agree with me that this is just the mainlining of the doublethink of the mind control because they can't hide it anymore? That, okay, we're growing it, but we're doing it to fight Al-Qaeda.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just now we have reports from the United Nations that it's not just heroin and opium coming out of Afghanistan, but it's cannabis. So they've found a new cash crop to deal in.
And you heard them. The troops help grow it. And so our men and women are now farmers for the CIA.
That's right. And the biggest problem is that where is this heroin going to? It's getting across the border into Tajikistan to the north and winding up on the old Silk Route, the Silk Road. It's going east into China and west into Europe. And, of course, the Russian government, the Chinese government are well aware of the fact that this stuff is coming out of Afghanistan and who's involved in this illicit trade. You got Karzai, Hamid Karzai's brother is one of the biggest drug warlords in Afghanistan.
Oh, let me stop you again. New York Times just admits the whole thing right here. U.S. turns blind eye to opium in Afghan. They're not turning blind eye. They're right there getting the goodies. Go ahead.
Right. And the biggest fear of China is that they're looking at this as another opium war. You know, we already have reports coming out of Yunnan province in China that young men are getting hooked on this stuff. They know where it's coming out of. And they're not, frankly, they're not happy about it. And the history of the opium wars with the British and China, they understand that that's what helped defeat the Chinese before. And they're worried that the West has similar designs now.
Well, that's important. I mean, this is a British model. Skull and Bones that set up our CIA on record was a British model to use a drug war to take over the U.S. because they'd already done it 100 years before in China with the opium war. That's how they corrupted the police. That's how they took over the society.
Right. And And we also know that the route to the west, to Europe, it goes through Turkey. And what we're seeing now with the present Turkish government uncovering this deep state that has existed in Turkey for a number of years, that part and parcel of that deep state, it's called the Ergenekon Network, is the trafficking in opium. And the opium's coming via land from Afghanistan.
Continue.
And so, you know, from Turkey, where does it go? It goes through the Balkans, where our friends with the Kosovo Liberation Army have dealt with that for years. You know, that's Madeleine Albright's good friends. She set up the KLA, and once it hits Kosovo, boom, France, Germany, Scandinavia, the Netherlands, Italy, that's where the money's made on the street.
Now, government drug dealing, white slavery running, kidnapping, all of it takes us back full circle to 9/11. Sybil Edmonds, FBI, NSA translator, she's now been able to finally break her gag order in court last year. She told Congress this behind the scenes. They put a gag order on her that she was listening to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda senior leadership, including Osama bin Laden, running slaves, running drugs, running weapons all over the Middle East and Central Asia, under direct command of the Central Intelligence Agency, even to the day of 9/11. She was hearing this on the day of 9/11, and then now the Turkish government has discovered that they have a military deep state, just like we have a deep state system here. And before we get into this new 9/11 information you're dropping on folks, and I've done the research, everything you put in this report ties into separate public info, but it's devastating. We now have confirmed Army drill manuals where they're training to take on Tea Parties, gun owners, and returning veterans, much worse than the MIAC and Homeland Security report in there. It's the biggest troop training we've ever seen. This has been going on for decades. This is a total training op to prepare for martial law.
Well, that's right. And a lot of this goes back to the 1980s when we had Rex 84 cobbled together by Oliver North and his chums on basically taking everybody into custody who didn't agree with the Reagan administration and putting them into facilities, detention facilities. This is an old plan come back to haunt us decades later.
Again, Wayne Madsen, so many times when I'm watching C-SPAN and watching a national security hearing, you see him there in the background reporting. You have amazing sources in D.C. The headline at WayneMadsenReport.com, it's also an online journal, and Infowars.com. The super classified network that served as command and control for 9/11 false flag attack. Break it down for our audience, this incredible information.
Okay, what I gathered was that there was a very highly classified system with limited number of people. Now, you know, it didn't take a lot of people to be in charge of this command and control operation, because all it entailed that day was letting people know, certain people know, this is not a training drill, this is real time, and do the take the necessary actions to carry out the attacks. The system, I first heard the phonetic description of the system called PDAS, P-D-A-S, and I didn't find out what it stood for until a few days later. And what I've gathered is that the system stands for Planning and Decision Aid System. There's only about 75 to 100 terminals throughout the U.S. government. Maybe a couple hundred people have access to this. They all have what's known as top secret, special compartment, sensitive compartmented information, clearances, special access program clearances. And this was the system. I do know one message was transmitted from the chief of staff of the Air Force on the morning of 9/11 to other terminals, PDAS terminals, that basically stated the Air Force has successfully intercepted the target over Pennsylvania. Now, whether that was Flight 93, I don't know. But that certainly corresponds with similar stories about what happened with the target that was moving in on Washington, D.C., where Cheney is sitting there with Mineta. Mineta says, Cheney, a young enlisted man came in and said, does the order still stand? And Cheney responded, of course the order still stands. Have you heard anything to the contrary? It's quite apparent that it was PDAS, which is operated under the Secretary of Defense. This was the system that was used to provide the alternate command and control system on 9/11. And again, this corresponds with another system called the Criticom system, run by the NSA, where a similar message came over that morning.
And is that why even Anderson Cooper and CNN and CBS confirm doomsday planes from before the attack and after were all videotaped at about 50,000 feet circling, because it's this doomsday deep state emergency dictatorship system that they were using to run the attack?
Yes, well, the National Emergency Airborne Command Post, as you call the doomsday plane, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff goes in the event of a nuclear war, does have a PDAS terminal on board that aircraft. So obviously it was very much instrumental in this whole operation. And there was another intelligence system run by the NSA called Criticom, which, again, a similar message came across that same morning that stated the Air Force has successfully intercepted the target over Pennsylvania. So we had two very highly classified intelligence systems that morning talking about the interception of the target over Pennsylvania. So the whole thing about the cell phone calls, the passengers storming the cockpit, all obviously a major psyop ruse to try to convince people that, some guy said, let's roll. You know?
Well, former Black Op Commander Colonel Don DeGrand Pree, when he was dying on the verge of heart failure, came on our show and then died a few weeks later and said, look, I've talked to all the Pentagon boys, and this was right after 9/11, and he said, the Pentagon, a separate general based in Virginia, but it was a squadron out of North Dakota, the Happy Hooligans, they put two AIM-9s into that aircraft, and that they bucked the order. And we know, this is declassified, we have the document, 2.5 months before 9/11, Cheney took the NORAD shoot-down power that generals always had as a default, they didn't need to have a president or vice president tell them, and took that power only unto himself. They put a whole new command structure in the week before the 9/11, so they'd be confused and not know what was going on. And then right after 9/11, Cheney gave the shoot-down power back to NORAD.
Well, I also think it's significant that this PDAS message that was sent by the Air Force Chief of Staff was sent by General John Jumper, who had only assumed command of the Air Force on September 6, 2001. So 5 days before, we have a new Air Force Chief of Staff. And I think what this is telling me is that it seems like it's the Air Force, because we know that in 2007, again, it was the Cheney's alternate chain of command moved these nuclear-tipped cruise missiles out of Minot Air Force Base to Barksdale Air Force Base. They said it was a big mistake. But again, here we have the Air Force. The Air Force seems to come up time and time again, and we have people in the Air Force, I think, who really represent the alternate chain of command as we saw it under the Bush administration. And, of course, 9/11 was an aerial attack, so which service would they have had to co-opt? It was in the U.S. Air Force.
And who are experts in drone attacks and remote control? Look, you don't like to speculate, but from your years of deep research and working at the NSA and literally living a cloak and dagger lifestyle in D.C., as best you can tell, I mean, clearly it's Cheney running the attack, but how did this work that day?
Well, apparently what happened was we know that there was this huge amount of confusion about some drills that were being run. NORAD was running drills. There were other drills being run, and there was a lot of confusion among the people at the radar scopes at the computer terminals. And they said they were watching television. They said, wait a minute, is this drill or is this real time? And I think the purpose of this alternate command and control system was to confuse the situation. When you had people that didn't know whether what they were watching on TV was part of a drill or not, I think it was very successful. So the knowledge of what was really happening only had to be amongst a very few people, because even the people who might have been on the PDAS terminals getting this information wouldn't have had the big picture. Only certain a certain number of people would have had the big picture and would have known what was going on that morning.
And, of course, there was a separate CIA drill of the Pentagon being attacked, being run separately. That way, if they got caught by other branches of the government or other compartments, they'd say, oh, it's just a drill.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you had that built-in factor of confusion. You had a certain number of people, a very limited number of people who knew exactly what was going on. And, therefore, that's how this multi-trillion-dollar command, control, communications, and intelligence system that we had to, you know, ostensibly fight the Soviet Union during that Cold War era, it collapsed in a matter of hours on the morning of 9/11.
And we know within 10 minutes, as the Associated Press reported, Rumsfeld began broadcasting across the Pentagon, Iraq did this, because he knew it was important to get that first story out, Iraq, because they were already gearing up to go into Iraq. Let's come back and talk about how important this information is and how we get this out of the public. WayneMadsenReport.com. Be sure and go there and check out the site and support what Wayne Madsen's doing. He has a lot of courage. The super classified network that served as command and control for the 9/11 false flag attack on America. Wayne Madsen is joining us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and/or subject.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We were just talking about how the troops are on Fox News saying they helped the Afghans grow the opium, and it's come out the contractors are shipping the heroin out. I mean, if they can get on the news and admit they're growing the opium, but say it's to fight Al-Qaeda, they can take your pension funds, everything else, and they are going to. They're announcing it. Wayne Madsen, we were talking during the break, and I said, what's most important in the last few minutes to talk about? And you said, well, they're trying to persecute journalists now, especially journalists that are getting NSA leaks about illegal spying, because if they can pick off top journalists, they can get anybody. And you talked about Cash Sunstein. Talk more about that.
Well, I think what we see with this administration is it's, in some ways it's worse than the Bush administration when it comes to violation of First Amendment rights. We've now know today that on Monday, Jim Risen of the New York Times was served a subpoena to go before a grand jury and reveal who his sources were. Now, they say this is about Chapter 9 in a book he wrote, which has to do with the CIA, but he also broke the story, or helped to break the story, on the warrantless wiretapping program at NSA. And I do know that the indictment of Tom Drake, the ex senior official NSA, a few weeks ago, is part of a Justice Department NSA program to haul journalists before grand juries to get them to reveal who their sources are. Now, even Bush didn't even think about going this far.
Well, how could an NSA official, who's obviously trying to be patriotic, so he releases illegal activity because he didn't want to go to jail, how does he get indicted and thrown in prison for exposing illegal activity?
Well, you know, it wasn't only that. Apparently, there's been a lot of multi-billion-dollar contract fraud at NSA. Now, this gets into QITAM cases. I think what the government did with Tom Drake was it was preemptive. Let's indict him before he can bring a QITAM case showing that the government, Michael Hayden, when he was director of NSA, and the present director, General Alexander, Keith Alexander, both engaged in multi-billion-dollar contract fraud to line the pockets of their favored contractors. And they're all the usual suspects, the SAICs, the Booz Allen's, Computer Science Corporation, and the rest. This is hardball. Now the hardball is being played Nixon style. I say this about Obama. He's not a moron like George Bush, but he's every bit of a liar as Richard Nixon. And I think we're seeing more Barack Milhouse Obama here than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, people thought Bush was bad. I mean, clearly,
bad. But it's continuing.
Clearly, it's all coming to a head right now. What about the Tea Parties, these Army documents we're getting where they are training to just mow Tea Parties down and take them to FEMA camps?
Well, you know, I look at the Tea Party and I see a lot of anger. I see a lot of built-in energy and frustration. Unfortunately, I was here when Dick Armey was at the press club, and he ostensibly is, like, marshaling the Tea Party movement. And I think the Tea Party has to be very careful about being used as dupes by the Republican Party. All that anger, all that frustration, I think, should be channeled away from the Republican Party and to the mass protesters.
Sure, but if they can't co-opt it, I mean, they're training the Army that it's the enemy. That's outrageous.
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen this happen before. We saw it happen in the 80s when people, you know, were opposed to U.S. intervention in Central America. We had anti-intervention groups being infiltrated by the CIA, FBI, and others, and we're seeing a replay of that.
Man, but it's on such a huge scale. I mean, the government is just so rotten and evil. And now announcing it's going to take your pension funds, but that's the patriotic thing to do. Here, Goldman Sachs, here's all my money. WayneMadsenReport.com, our site's InfoWars.com. Wayne, have a great weekend. Thanks for spending time with us.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com with James Traficant and others.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.